are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson. I'm so excited to get to sit down with our guest today. Our guest speaker is the president of the Decatur Morgan Hospital Foundation, Noel Lovelace. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with us today.
I'm happy to be here, Danielle. Thanks for inviting me.
We have so much to talk about, but before we do that, we're going to jump into our cheese straw segment. So can you explain what a cheese straw is to us?
Okay, so you told me you were going to ask me this, and so you want me to try to explain what a cheese straw is as though I were talking to an alien or something?
Yes. Well, okay, so apparently Northerners are aliens because a lot of them have never had cheese straws.
Okay, gotcha. So I would say a cheese straw is like a shortbread cookie, but instead of being sweet, it's cheesy and spicy. And I love them. I prefer a very crunchy cheese straw. So I'm not really sure. I don't make them. We sell them at the hospital gift shop. And I eat them often for lunch because sometimes I miss the cafeteria hours. But yeah, it's a crunchy, savory shortbread. Is that what it is? Does that mean anything to anyone?
Yes. I think that was a fantastic description. Nobody has described them the same, which has been pretty funny and amazing at the same time. So
I know I don't like them when they're soft and mushy and sort of you can taste flour. And sometimes people make them that way. So I'm definitely for a crunchy, spicy, cheesy, long, pretty cheese straw.
More like a Cheez-It texture-ish.
Yeah, crunchy.
Yeah, crunchy. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And if you want to go ahead and also give us an overview of Decatur Morgan Hospital Foundation, who it is and how it helps supporting healthcare in our community.
Okay, yes. I was born and raised in Decatur, Alabama, graduated from Decatur High School, and then I went on to the University of Alabama. So probably lived away from Decatur, went to Washington, D.C., and then to Atlanta for about 6 or 7 years after school. But I've been back in Decatur for at least about 20 years. So I have worked at Decatur Morgan Hospital for about 15 years and in my current job as the president of the foundation for not quite 7. So I love Decatur, love everything about Decatur, and that's one of the reasons that I took this job in the foundation. The Decatur Morgan Hospital Foundation was established 40 years ago to support the mission of Decatur Morgan Hospital. We do that by both raising money to support it financially and also raising awareness about the hospital and all the services that we offer and all the good it does for our community. You know, our hospital is obligated to our community. Unlike a for-profit hospital, we are a not-for-profit hospital. So a for-profit hospital is obligated to shareholders and we are obligated to the community. So every bit of money we make goes back into Decatur Morgan Hospital. We also care for all who need us, regardless of their ability to pay. So we give away about $6 to $7 million in charity care every year at the hospital. And, you know, despite what some people think, there are still a lot of people who are not insured. And so we do take care of all of those people. We receive no tax support from the city of Decatur or Price-Fuller, Hartsville, or any municipality in Morgan County. So I think that's important for people to know. And so our foundation basically was established as an organization or a mechanism through which people in our community who do have resources can kind of share in the responsibility of taking care of those who need care, who can't pay for it, and also making sure that our hospital is great and relevant. We are a very strong community hospital, and sometimes the name community hospital is sort of a misnomer because we are actually the 8th largest hospital in the state of Alabama with over 400 beds and 300 doctors on our medical staff, great technology, great facilities. So we're a community hospital in that we're obligated to this community, but we're also a very sophisticated and robust healthcare delivery service.
Awesome. So you guys put on some really fun events to help raise funds. So I know there is one upcoming, which is the Power of Pink Luncheon, which is kind of the I guess, flagship event for the foundation. So can you walk us through the history of the event and its importance in raising funds for the hospital?
Yeah. And so you did mention that we do, one of the ways that we support the hospital is and raise money is by putting on creative events. I mean, we want giving to be fun and meaningful, but we want it to be enjoyable. And so that is one of the charges of the foundation, is to make sure that we are engaging our community in ways that they want to be engaged. And so we have lots of great special events, and the Power of Pink Luncheon and Fashion Show is coming up October 17. And it is sold out as of today. We're thrilled about that. The fashion show and luncheon actually has kind of a long history. It really started, it wasn't called the Power of Pink initially, but we had a fashion show and luncheon that June Odom, who is still the chairperson of it, and Deloyne Burgess, who is our creative director, put on. And it started probably 20 years ago. There was something called Styles and Statements. And that was an event that raised money to provide seed money to start what is now the Community Free Clinic. And then over the years, it kind of morphed into for different fundraising activity. But for the last 10, really the last 12 years, it's been for to raise money for breast health services and women's health at Decatur Morgan Hospital. So it has been had that October breast health slant. And it's a great event. We are sold out every year. We max out Ingalls Harbor. We've got about 850 women and another 50 to 60 distinguished gentlemen that will be there to see Fashions by Carriage House and
fabulous
Fashions. I guess you'd call them Fashions by Deloyne. They're the costume extravaganza by Deloyne.
They are. It's quite amazing.
So we hope to raise, you know, close to $100,000, and that money will go to fund free mammograms for women who are underinsured or uninsured in our community, and also to raise money for technology. Over the past 10 years, we've raised and given to the hospital about $1 million from this event, and that has been used to completely renovate our breast health center over at the Decatur campus in the Medical Plaza, including 2 3D machines at about $350,000 a piece. Plus, we have a stereotactic biopsy that we do right there in the Breast Health Center. We have ultrasound, we have breast MRI and bone density. So a really great facility for the women of Morgan County. One of the things that we get out of the Power of Pink, in addition to raising money, is we have an audience of 850 women that we have about a 10 minutes of undivided attention while the models change. And we are able to talk about our services and encourage women to make sure they are getting their mammograms and other screenings and really taking care of themselves. So, and hopefully to do that at Decatur Morgan, because we have state-of-the-art facilities and we need women in this community to use our facilities. That's another very important thing that we as a foundation are charged with, is to encourage people to use our services.
So also tell us, you have another really big fun event that you do, the Dragon Boat Races. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that looks like? It's such a huge event that you guys put on and do a fabulous job with.
Yeah, thank you. We so enjoy that, and I hope it's good for tourism as well.
100%.
We have a Dragon Boat Racing Festival. We just had it in May, so it's every May. It's Mother's Day weekend on the Saturday before Mother's Day. It is an event that brings out about 6,000 to 7,000 people in our community, and it is such a great event. It's hard to explain dragon boat. We have a video on our website that makes it easier, but it is a race, and a dragon boat is a large canoe that holds 20 paddlers, not rowers. It is a paddling sport, not a rowing sport. And members from all over our community, from business and industry, we have churches, we have high schools, and then just individuals who create teams with their friends and family, and they race, and it's an all-day event, and we have some people that come out for the fun of it, and we have some people who are fierce competitors, and you know, it's something for everybody, but about 2,000 are there paddling, and then the other 4,000 are there to watch and have a great tailgate and just a great afternoon. But it raises about anywhere from $125,000 to $150,000 for our hospital, and it also just gives business and industry, especially those who have a lot of team members who don't necessarily get to work together on a regular basis outside of a factory or a manufacturing plant. It gives a great opportunity for team building and fellowship and that sort of thing. So it's just a great event across the board.
I love it. I love to see all of the pictures after the event, all of the teamwork and collaboration. I know all of the different industries look forward to getting together every year and just having a blast together. So just great job on that front. So this is kind of like a curious question. I know obviously you have to work hand in hand with the hospital to enhance health services and maybe things that they need. So how does that process work? Does the hospital come to the foundation and say, hey, we need some support in this area? Or how do you guys collaborate? Is there like a plan for the upcoming years? Can you tell us how that works?
Yeah, well, I'm the president of Decatur Morgan Hospital Foundation, and I'm also the vice president of development for the hospital. So I oversee marketing, community outreach, volunteer services, and other things for the hospital. So I'm part of the senior executive team. So I am generally involved in any of our, you know, our capital projects and that sort of thing. And so I speak with Kelly Powers, who's our president, and she lets me know what the hospital needs the foundation to fund. And of course, we look for things to fund that are going to be meaningful to donors. So we often need a new roof or a new air conditioner, but I rarely ask donors for that sort of thing because that is not the kind of thing that people really want to get behind. So
really?
We try to,
I know,
isn't that shocking?
Right?
Yeah. So we try to look for things to fund that people are going to be excited about, that give us an opportunity not only to raise money, but to promote the hospital. So right now we are funding and have been for a couple of years, a second Da Vinci robot in our surgical ORs. That's something that is needed for our patient care, number one. But number two, that is the kind of technology that we can promote that make people understand what a technologically savvy organization we are. It helps us recruit patients, and it also helps us recruit top talent because not every hospital in Alabama has robotic surgery. And so the new surgeons that are coming out of med school, they want a hospital that has the good toys, you know, the great things. They train on the robots, and so they want to be able to use them. So it's very important to us that we fund things like that. So if we're having a fundraiser, it gives us an opportunity not only to fund it, but to talk about it. And so those are the kind of things we look for. We also have great success raising money for mental health programs. That mental health touches so many people. And we have a psychiatric hospital. Decatur Morgan West is our psychiatric hospital. And we serve children as young as the age of 4. And so we are able to raise money for that service because that's very meaningful to a lot of people and it touches so many people.
Yeah.
And then we recently raised money for our mobile medical unit, which we got a couple of years ago. It has been out on the road in a number of different capacities. So we use it for to provide care to the underserved, people who need screenings and education. And so we take it out into communities that are underserved to make sure that we are connecting those people with primary care physicians so that they're getting the care they need and they don't wind up very sick. There's so many people in our community that suffer from hypertension or high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, and they don't even know they have it because they don't see a primary care physician. So we're trying to get out there and make sure that people are knowing their numbers, you know, and seeing a doctor so that they don't, because those are all manageable things, but if you don't know you have it, you can't manage it. So we do a lot of partnership with the hospital to raise money for things that are going to, everything we raise money for is going to make a difference in somebody's life.
I've been seeing the mobile medical unit everywhere recently. I don't know if it like kicked up its schedule, but oh my goodness, I've seen it everywhere. So fabulous job.
I think it may be that they're just, you know, everybody's doing their events again, you know.
We actually
got the unit. It arrived during the pandemic. And so we stood it up for COVID testing facility for the first 6 months of its life. And then, but now we take it to, you know, functions where we can take care of people, but also community events. And we also go out to business and industry with part of our AuchMed clinic to do in the field EKGs and in the field audiograms and things like that, that a lot of the employers over on the river need us to take care of for them.
That is wonderful. So if I were to want to help support the hospital, or if I wanted my business to support the hospital foundation, how would I go about that and get involved?
Well, the obvious one would be to participate or sponsor some of our special events like the Dragon Boat. We also have a golf tournament every year that a lot of businesses support and play in. And then, of course, we also have our gala event every December, which is our black tie event that sort of is the end, is our last fundraiser for the year, where we honor individuals for their service to our community. We are actually honoring Dr. Roger Moss, Clint Shelton, and your friend, Wade Weaver, this year.
Oh, so I'm so excited.
I knew you would be. So there are opportunities to sponsor that, all those events, opportunities to participate in all of those events. And then, you know, we have a lot of companies that have their own foundations. So like, this is just a for instance, but Ascend Corporation out here on the river, they have a Ascend Cares Foundation. And I spoke to their group of employees who sort of decide what they're going to spend their foundation money on. And they gave us a $50,000 gift to support education for the children at Decatur Morgan West. You know, I spoke earlier that we have a lot of kids and teens that we take care of at that facility, and they have to keep their homework up. And so they need supplies and Chromebooks and virtual learning opportunities. So that's really going to help us. So there are a lot of corporations that just work with us on individual projects. Kiwanis gave us $20,000 from Pancake Day to buy bassinets for our labor and delivery unit, because everything Kiwanis does is for the kids. So this is helping newborns, who are in fact kids too. So
yes.
we will tailor programs and structures and gifts for individuals or organizations who want to make a difference. And it's just, I'll meet with anybody who wants to meet with me, and we can talk it through and see what the best way for their organization to get involved in.
And then write her a check. So.
And then write the check. That's correct.
Well, you do such amazing work. So thank you for just sharing a few things that you're up to. We're going to move into one of my favorite segments, which is Did You Know? So in this segment, we ask our guest one last question before they leave. So we've asked Noel to give us a fun, cool, and interesting fact about herself that you may not have ever heard of before. So take it away.
And this one is very hard for me, Danielle, because I am not very mysterious. I'm sort of an open book, so I don't know that there's much that people who know me don't know about me. But I will tell you that I used to own a yoga studio about 12 years ago, and I was a yoga instructor. So that's kind of cool and interesting and fun.
Yeah.
But then just for various reasons, schedule and things like that, I kind of quit teaching and quit practicing. So that's not cool and fun or interesting. But I was thinking I could somehow segue this into me saying I need to find my flow again.
Oh, ha-ha, I love it.
Right? No, but that's really all I could think of. So, fun fact, right?
That was fabulous. Well, maybe one day you'll get back into it. So I know you are an incredibly busy lady and involved in so much. So how can people keep up with you on social media or your website?
Well, we have a website, obviously. It's DecaturMorganFoundation.org. And all of our information is on there. You can sign up for events that way. You have all our contact information. And then we, of course, have Facebook and Insta. So, you know, I know what our call signs are. I just can't bring them up. But just search it in the search bar. And like us and follow us. And we do try to keep our social media channels very, very full of content that is going to excite you and be meaningful and, you know, really just sort of support our mission.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or you can visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave and review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.